So on the line with us now is William Rashbaum, the New York Times, a New York Times reporter. William, first of all, good morning. William?
Yep.
We want to talk to you about this story that actually broke overnight. Federal authorities are calling it the largest ever single case of Medicare fraud. A so-called Armenian-American crime ring charged with stealing $35 million worth of Medicare reimbursement payments. And from the details that I've been able to gather from reading various reports here, it seems like this crime ring was able to basically set up an utterly fictitious network of doctors and clinics and invoices, send them off to the government, and just wait for the checks to come back. Is that basically what we're looking at here?
That's pretty much what's charged in the indictment. The United States Attorney's Office here in Manhattan, as well as several other federal prosecutors' offices around the country, unsealed several indictments yesterday that really charged several different scams. But the central one concerned this Armenian organized crime group, which essentially stole the identities of doctors as well as more than 2,000 patients, close to 3,000 patients, and used the doctor's name and license numbers and social security information to bill for procedures that were never performed and never needed on the patients whose names they had stolen. So no actual medical work was done, although the work was billed.
You know, we're talking with William Rashbaum, who wrote a piece for The New York Times, in part talking about these indictments that have been unsealed and this scam. William, you know, one of the things that's really interesting to me is they apparently, according to the indictments, got $35 million in checks from the government, but they were pretty bold. I mean, they invoiced up to $100 million, so they were pretty confident that they weren't going to get caught here. Wouldn't you say? William, are you there? William Rashbaum, New York Times reporter. The story we're talking about this morning, federal authorities calling it the largest ever single case of Medicare fraud that's resulted in criminal charges. Dozens of members and associates of an Armenian-American crime ring charged with stealing $35 million worth of Medicare reimbursement patients, payments. You know, one of the interesting things about this entire case is, aside from the fact that there is boldness on the part of this Armenian-American alleged scheme to take $35 million from the government, 60 Minutes and other places have already reported that the entire Medicare system is fraught with problems of all kinds of oversight. They barely have the ability to oversee the paperwork that they get that's not fraudulent. And that's been a very sort of interesting development there. But $35 million out the door, according to the indictments, unseen in New York, and at least 44 people arrested, although there's some concern about exactly the number of people who have been arrested. Oh, William, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, we lost you. I was just sucking swamp water there for a moment while your line went down. What's the oversight issue here for the government to prevent this kind of thing from happening again? Obviously, this is fraud if they're convicted, but it seems to me there needs to be more of a gatekeeper at Medicare.
Well, I should say I'm not an expert on the oversight at Medicare, but suffice to say, when you look at the billions and billions of dollars in Medicaid funds that are paid out, it's an awfully large pot of money to watch. At the same time, both patients and doctors want to see those reimbursements happen with some swiftness. The indictment refers to 118 different notional clinics. In other words, clinics that never even existed were just clinics on paper. One of the reasons the number is so high is because there were instances where the Medicare authorities who were issuing these checks came to realize that these were phony clinics and stopped paying. So the payments, according to the indictment, would then just create another phone clinic. So there was some oversight. Some of it was caught. But according to most of the federal investigators that I spoke to yesterday, that is not to say that the oversight is in any way sufficient.
Well, certainly one of the questions to be asked as we go forward, William Rashbaum, New York Times reporter, the scale and boldness of this fraud scheme, alleged fraud scheme against Medicare, one of the reasons possibly for its success in getting $35 million out of the Medicare program, an Armenian American crime ring charged with stealing that $35 million from the U.S. government.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.